With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate has rejected a GOP plan on Obamacare subsidies. Republicans failed to advance a bill replacing ACA premium tax credits with health saving deposits. That measure fell 51 to 48, short of the 60 votes it would have needed to advance. Former Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Renacci says both parties must address the cost versus benefit gaps rooted in Obamacare.
The real problem, though, is that the Republicans and Democrats have been talking about a plan for years and nothing has got accomplished. So I think they're going to have to focus on this not only today, but also in the near future.
And Renacci was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The former congressman is with Salem Media. During his terms in Congress, he had served on the House Ways and Means Committee. Ukraine's leader is hosting a video summit with 30 nations today to discuss guarantees for security to arrange for a fair peace terms if the war with Russia should come to an end. Foreign correspondent Luke Garrett, meanwhile, reports that Zelensky is responding to questions about the legitimacy of his time in office, especially his authority to negotiate peace despite exceeding his five-year elected term.
After repeated criticism from U.S. President Donald Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said elections could be held within months if security is ensured, but only if partners such as European nations and the US can guarantee a safe vote during wartime, and if Ukrainian electoral law can be altered.
He's expressed concerns over two factors: how to hold elections safely while Ukraine is under attack, and how those serving in the military would be able to vote.
And that is foreign correspondent Luke Garrett. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has permanently ordered Georgia's prison system to keep providing some kinds of so-called gender-affirming care for transgender prisoners. The state plans to appeal. The U.S. District Judge in the case, Victoria Calvert, ruled that a new state law denying hormone therapy to inmates violated their protection against cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This is SRN News. Tens of thousands of residents in western Washington state are facing potential evacuation orders as another round of heavy rain drops on the region. Forecaster Greg Galeen of the National Weather Service says the Pacific Northwest in general has been experiencing an atmospheric river.
It's been a prolonged heavy rainfall event, pulling subtropical moisture from well back towards the dateline all the way across north to Washington. This is producing a lot of heavy rainfall, and we're seeing totals over 10, 12 inches, mainly in the foothills of the Cascades.
The rain is threatening to bring catastrophic flooding as rivers near historic levels are posing a threat every day. A big announcement from Disney is it makes a $1 billion investment into OpenAI. It's also granting access to some of its characters for AI generation. More on these stories at srnnews.com.